Unions leaders have been huddled in long meetings with government representatives most of Tuesday in an effort to avert a strike planned for Wednesday. The government has agreed to a pay rise and offered to reduce hikes in gasoline prices and the value-added tax, but the unions are holding out for a complete reversal of recent price increases. Peter Isele, head of the Senior Staff Trades Union Congress, who also leads one of Nigeria's two big oil unions, told VOA organized labor has not ruled out the possibility that a strike could be called off.
As at this minute, I think we're still going ahead with the strike. But you never know, because negotiation is still ongoing by the minute, by the hour, by the second. We've made progress in the sense that initially it was the government was not coming out, the government was not saying anything, but suddenly, since yesterday, after the press briefing that we read out what we are going to do, they suddenly came up with their proposal. On the part of the government, they've made some concession. So it's left for the appropriate organ to decide whether we go ahead with the strike or not.
More meetings are planned as the government steps up effort to avert what could be a debilitating shutdown. The Trades Union Congress and the Junior Staff Nigeria Labour Congress are expected to take a final decision on the strike late Tuesday. Nigeria's oil output is down by 25% because of attacks by militants in the country's oil-rich Niger Delta. Union leaders say Wednesday's strike will be total and will affect oil exports. Days before he left office on May 29, former President Olusegun Obasanjo increased gasoline prices by 15%, doubled the value-added tax, and privatized two oil refineries. Gebede Castor for VOA News, Abuja.